我们今天的经文是诗篇63章1到5节。
The first five verses.
前五个经文。
You'll need your Bible. I did not warn her. It's my fault, not hers. Okay? So please follow along as we read the first half of Psalm 63. Pay careful attention to some of these words and see if some of them sound familiar to what you just heard.
我们来读一下这个第一到五节的经文，看看是不是有没有让大家觉得有没有一些地方觉得很熟悉呢？
Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Early, earnestly, I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you.My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow.And fatness.
Okay. 你是我的上帝，我要切切地寻求你。在干旱疲乏无水之地，我渴想你，我的心切慕你。我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰你，你为要见你的能力和你的荣耀。因你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。我还活的时候要这样称颂你，我要奉你的名举手。我在床上纪念你，在夜更的时候思想你，我的心就像饱足了骨髓肥油，我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你。
The attachment to this psalm tells us that David wrote it while he was hiding in the wilderness.
这首诗的注解告诉我们，大卫在写这首诗的时候，他正在旷野中。
There are two possibilities about when this happened.
关于写这首诗的时间有两种猜测。
One possibility is that it was written before he became king.When he was hiding from King Saul, who was trying to kill him.
第一种可能是在大卫成为王之前，当时他正在躲避扫罗的追杀。
When King Saul realized that God had chosen David to replace him as king, Saul tried to kill him.
当时扫罗意识到上帝选择大卫来取代他成为王，他就想要杀死大卫。
Twice, Saul.Tried to pin him to the wall with a spear.
有扫罗两次要用矛将大卫插死。
David fled, and Saul sent his armies to find David and try to kill him.
大卫逃离了但是扫罗还是派了他的军队去寻找大卫，并要杀死他。
That's why David was hiding in the desert, living in caves, trying to avoid.Saul's death sentence.
这就是为什么大卫要躲在旷野中，住在洞穴里，来逃避扫罗的追杀。
A second possibility is that Psalm 63 could have been written later, after David became king, while his own son, Absalom,was trying to kill him and become king.
第二种猜测是这首诗歌写在大卫成为王之后，当时他自己的儿子阿布索隆想要杀他，继承他的王位。
Thus again, David was running from Absalom and hiding in the desert to avoid being killed by his son.
同样的，大卫为了逃亡，躲在了旷野之中，以免被自己的儿子杀死。
The thoughts of this psalm, Psalm 63, would apply to either event, but the language favors the time of fleeing from Absalom.
这两种情景都可以用来解释写这首诗歌时候大卫的心情，但是用到的语言更像是大卫逃离阿布索龙的时候。
This is a time when David was king in Israel, of Israel in Jerusalem.
那当时大卫已经是在耶路撒冷做以色列的王了。
The temple was not yet built, so the place of worship was the tabernacle plus the Holy of Holies in Jerusalem.
当时圣殿还没有建好，所以他们敬拜的地方还是在耶路撒冷的至圣所当中的会幕。
This is somebody's reconstruction of what the tabernacle would have looked like.
这是现在人试着去重新还原当时的会幕。
It's a tent, it's movable, and it has two rooms.
这是一个像一个帐篷一样，而且是可以移动的。当中有两个房间。
Inside there is a curtain which divides this into two pieces. This part is called the Holy of Holies.
有一个布帘将这个帐篷分为二，其中的一部分就是所谓的至圣所。
And sometimes it would be called the sanctuary, as we will see that word later in this psalm.
也是在这个诗篇我们要读到的这个有提到的圣所。
Inside is the Ark of the, isn't technology wonderful when it doesn't transfer? The missing word is covenant, okay? The Ark of the Covenant, okay? Sort of disappeared over here, okay? That's something of what it looked like, and it's essentially God's presence on earth at that time.
这里画出来的圈圈里面呢是约柜，也是神在这个出现在地球，在这个世界上的出现的地方。
At the time of the writing of the psalm, David was separated from the spiritual and physical comforts of Jerusalem and the tabernacle.
创作这首诗歌的时候，大卫在无论是精神上还是肉体上，都远离了这个耶路撒冷一个非常舒适的环境。
In this psalm, we see how much he feels separated from God.
我们可以从这里看到他觉得他自己离神是非常遥远的。
He longs to worship God as he did in the tabernacle back in Jerusalem.
他渴望敬拜神，就像他在耶路撒冷的这个会幕当中。
In the place where he felt God's presence in the Holy of Holies.
在那里他可以感受到神在至圣所与他同在。
Not that he was allowed to go there, but that he could feel a closeness of God when he was close to the Ark of the Covenant.
他想要非常在会幕当中能够非常近的感受到神的同在。
But even though in this writing of this psalm, he was far from the tabernacle, he still felt God's presence.
尽管即使他远离这个会幕，但是他仍能够感受到神的同在。
In the first five verses of Psalm 63, God tells us about, David tells us about the intensity of his worship, about the actions that are part of his worship,and about the satisfaction that comes from his worship of God.
这诗篇63篇前五个经节，大卫展示了他想要敬拜的非常的强烈的一个敬拜的心，他的举止行为也是他敬拜的一部分，还有对神敬拜之后他能够得到的满足。
He begins by saying, "Oh God, you are my God."
在开头他说到，神啊，你是我的神。
This psalm is a prayer, a conversation with God.
这首诗歌是一篇祷告文，是和神的对话。
David begins by saying he has a personal and compelling relationship with God.
大卫在开头说他和神有非常亲密的关系。
I must say that before your and my prayer can be meaningful, you must have such a relationship.
我想说在你和我在我们祷告之前，我们都必须和神有这样子的一个关系。
David did not have Jesus, but he had the promise of a coming Messiah.
大卫那个时代没有耶稣，但是他知道在未来会有一位弥赛亚。
Jesus is that Messiah.
耶稣就是那位弥赛亚。
The one who came to earth to die on the cross so that your sins and mine can be forgiven.
他来到世界上死在十字架上为我们的罪能够被赦免。
I ask you, do you have a personal relationship with God?
我想问你和耶稣也有这样亲密的关系吗？
Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus?
你和耶稣之间是否有这样的关系？
He is the leader. Is he the leader and the master of your life?
他是否是你人生的领导和主宰呢？
The Bible says,To be saved, we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们要得拯救，我们必须要相信主耶稣基督。
The Christ part of that means he came from heaven and he is God.
基督意味着他是从天上而来，而且他就是神。
The Jesus part means he is the Savior who died to take the penalty for your sin.
耶稣意思就是他是为了你的罪而死的救主。
And the Lord means master.
主的意思就是你人生的主宰。
The boss of your life.
你人生的主人。
You need that kind of relationship with Jesus.
你需要和耶稣建立这种关系。
Jesus, the savior of every sinner who entrusts his life to him.
耶稣是每一个将生命交给他的罪人的救主。
Here David addresses the Almighty with the word God, at least in English, it's God.
这里大卫用了上帝。
This comes from the Hebrew word Elohim.
这里的神，这里说的神啊，神是用了希伯来文当中的 Elohim。
There are three major names of God that are used in the Old Testament.
在旧约圣经当中用来称呼上帝有这样子三个名称。
Rough English pronunciation in Hebrew would be Jehovah or Yahweh.
第一个就是耶和华 Jehovah.
Or Elohim.
还有第二个就是 Elohim.
Or Adonai.
还有第三个就是 Adonai.
And roughly, Jehovah means I am.
耶和华的意思就是我是。
Elohim means the powerful one.
Elohim 的意思是那个有大能的。
And Adonai means master.
Adonai 的意思就是主人。
In the English Bible, if you see the word Lord all in capitals, that comes from Jehovah.
在新约圣经当中，如果你看到这里的 Lord 用的全部是大写的话，就是对应了是旧约圣经中的耶和华。
If you see the word God, it would be it would trace back to the Hebrew Elohim.
新约圣经中的 God 就是旧约圣经中的 Elohim.
And if you see the word Lord, but not all in capitals, it traces back to the word Adonai.
新约圣经中它如果写到 Lord 但不是全部大写的话就是对应旧约圣经中的 Adonai
It is significant that David has chosen the word Elohim to address God here
在这里大卫用了 Elohim 来称呼神
In this psalm David uses Elohim to accentuate the power of God to protect him from those who want to kill him.
这里大卫用了 Elohim 来强调神的大能能够保护他免遭杀害。
Let's talk about the intensity of his worship.
我们来讲一下这里大卫敬拜的一个强烈。
He declares that his worship of God is earnest.
他说他对神的敬拜是非常切切的。
Some translations use the word early I will seek you instead of earnestly.
有些地方用的是 另外一个词，早早的。
The emphasis is not necessarily early in the morning. The emphasis is the first thing I do.
这里不是说早上，大卫在敬拜是在早上，而是说大卫起来，早上起来第一件事就是要去敬拜神。
David declares that his worship is real and it comes from deep inside him.
这里大卫是大卫的敬拜是真实的，而且是来自他内心深处的。
He's trying to find a way to say how much his spirit needs and wants the presence of God.
大卫这里想要表达的是他的属灵是多么的需要和渴望神的同在。
Here he uses a comparison between his soul, okay, and his flesh.
在这里他将他的灵他的属灵和他的肉体做了比较类比。
The comparison between his soul is talking about a spiritual being and his flesh, he's talking about his physical being.
这里他这里说到他的灵是他属灵上的和他的肉体上所形成比较。
It's as if he cannot adequately express his deeply spiritual thoughts without some sort of physical comparison, a comparison to a physical need.
像是这里如果他没有和如果和肉体上或者是这物质上做比较的话，他就无法充分的表达他属灵里面的想法。
In this case, he's talking about his bodily need for water when the land does not provide it.
在这里他说到当这个地无法提供水的时候，他的身体是多么的渴望水。
The wilderness of Judah was a desert with very few sources of water.
犹大的旷野是像这样的一个沙漠，所以没有非常丰富的水资源。
Trying to hide in one of the many, many caves that were around there without, and still maintaining a contact with water was, and still being hiding from Saul's armies or Absalom's armies, was really very difficult.
对于当时他要在山洞中躲避追杀，并且还要一直保持有充分的水分供给的话，是非常困难的。
This comparison works very well.
在这里这样的一个类比非常的形象。
Can you imagine how much you would yearn for a taste of water when you were dying of thirst?
你可以想象一下当你十分饥渴的时候你对水的一种渴望。
That's the comparison that David is making to illustrate his intense desire for the presence of God.
这是大卫在这里用来形容他对神的一种非常强烈的渴求。
Here in Albuquerque, we should be able to appreciate God's illustration, David's illustration.
在 Albuquerque 这里，我们应该可以非常了解大卫形象的一个比喻。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we live in a desert.
因为我们也住在沙漠里。
I just bought a house in an area that is not served by city water.
我刚刚买了一个新房子，那个地区没有城市的供水。
The nearest water is 660 feet underneath my house.
最近的水源是我屋子底下660英尺的地下。
Otherwise, a 7-mile trip to the river.
不然就是七英里之外的河流。
Without the modern technology of a deep well, I would be as thirsty as David was in the wilderness of Judah.
如果没有现代科技造的深井，我应该会和大卫在犹大的旷野里一样非常的饥渴。
Today, if our normal water supply fails, we can just go to the store and buy plastic bottles full of very expensive water.
今天如果我们正常的水供应中断了，我们只需要去超市买一些很贵的瓶装的矿泉水。
But David had no store.
但大卫那个时代没有超市。
He had no deep well.
他也没有深井。
I cannot imagine a desire more intensive than the desire for water when it is not available.
我无法想象当没有水的时候，人对水的这种渴望会变得多么的强烈。
And David says by comparison that the intensity of his worship and desire of God is beyond the thirst for water.
然而大卫说他对神的敬拜的渴望甚至超过了他对水的渴望。
What do you thirst for?
你又渴望什么呢？
What occupies your thoughts and desires more than anything else?
是什么占据了你的思想和需求胜过其他呢？
What gives you the most pleasure?
是什么能够带给你最大的快乐？
God says in Psalm 37 that if we delight ourselves in Him, we will have the desires of our heart.
诗篇这里37章4节写道，又要以耶和华为乐，他就要将你心里所求的赐给你。
So it's really in principle pretty simple.
所以这里非常简单要表达的。
If we can get our desires aligned with God's desires, we're going to have everything we want.
如果我们所求的和神要给我们的是一样的话，我们就能够事事都能够如意。
For a moment, let's try to apply this comparison of spiritual to physical, and compare that to the suffering of Jesus on the cross.
我们尝试来将这种肉体和精神的比喻用在耶稣在十字架上的一种属灵和肉体的折磨。
Think of the physical pain that he suffered from the beating on his back.
试想一下他在当时经受拷打的时候他肉体上的疼痛。
The blood, the open wounds.
那血流出来还有他那个非常大深的伤口。
Think of the pain from the nails being driven into his hands and feet as he lay on the cross.
想象一下当他躺在十字架上这钉子穿透他的手心和脚掌的时候。
Think of his agony when the cross was elevated and his body weight began to pull on those wounds.
想象一下当十字架被架起来的时候他身体的重量压在他的伤口时候他的痛苦。
We can identify with that kind of physical pain even though we may not have experienced it.
我们可以联想到这种肉体上的疼痛即使我们没有真正经历过。
Then just think that Jesus' spiritual pain from taking on the sins of the world was far, far, far beyond his physical pain.
那我们来然后想一想耶稣来到这个世界承受整个世界的罪对他的属灵上的痛苦要远远超过他肉体上的痛苦。
We as sinners cannot easily identify with the spiritual pain that Jesus suffered.
我们作为罪人我们无法轻易地联想到这种耶稣承受的属灵上的痛苦。
We can only think of the physical pain and realize that it was magnified infinitely as the Bible puts it, became sin for us.
我们只能联想到这肉体上的痛苦并且将这种痛苦无限放大之后就成了耶稣他在属灵上为我们承受的这种痛。
Many times in the Bible, God uses a physical example that we can understand to help us accept a spiritual truth that is hard for us to understand.
很多时候圣经里面神用这种物质上或肉体上的例子让我们能够容易理解帮助我们接受比较晦涩难懂的属灵的真理。
David longs for the nearness to God, and he identifies that longing with how he felt in how he was used to feel when he was close to the tabernacle.
大卫渴望他能够像在耶路撒冷的会幕中那样，他感受到和神的那种亲近。
He must be thinking back to the days when he was in Jerusalem and the time he spent at the tabernacle there.
他一定是能够想到他当时想象他自己还是在那个会幕当中 神在那里在他的面前。
He remembers how close to God he felt when he was near the Ark of the Covenant.
在约柜前，他能够感受到神就在他的面前。
God's presence just beyond the curtain in the tabernacle.
神他就在他的那个神就出现在他的会幕的布帘之后。
Given his circumstances, he must have wished he could be back in Jerusalem to visit the tabernacle and enjoy the closeness that it would bring.
在这种情况下，他一定希望他能够回到耶路撒冷，回到会幕，来享受神的同在。
But David feels more than power and glory.
但大卫不仅仅感受到神的大能和荣耀。
Even though he is hiding in the wilderness, he feels God's not only power and glory, but his loving kindness.
即使他在旷野中逃亡之后，不仅仅是神的大能和荣耀，他还能感受到神的慈爱。
Loving kindness.
慈爱。
Isn't that a wonderful word?
是一个非常美好的词汇。
It seems to define itself.
它的意思也非常容易理解。
It combines the love of God with the effect of that love.
它结合了神的爱和这个爱的影响。
The effect of His love is kindness toward us.
而且对我们还有对我们的一个美意。
In a different psalm, David puts it this way.
在另外一首诗篇当中大卫这么说道
Don't behold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me.
诗篇四十章十一节耶和华啊求你不要向我止住你的慈悲愿你的慈爱和诚实常常保佑我
He connects God's loving kindness with God's tender mercies.
这里他将这里慈爱用慈悲来表达。
He says that God's loving kindness is better than life itself.
大卫说神的慈爱比生命还要好。
David knows a lot about life.
大卫对生命有很深的理解。
He has faced the severe dangers of life.
他经历过生命中的危险。
When he was confronting and fighting and defeating the giant Goliath.
当他与巨人哥利亚战斗并且将他击败的时候。
When he was facing the spears of King Saul.
当他面对扫罗的矛要杀死他的时候。
When he was facing the Philistines in battle.
当他面对和非利士人的战争的时候。
When he was fleeing from a son who wanted to kill him.
当他要逃离他儿子追杀的时候
David knows that God is with him wherever he is, whatever danger he faces.
大卫知道神无论何时都与他同在，无论他面临什么样的危险。
His close, honest realization of God's loving kindness is better than life itself.
他意识到神的慈爱要比生命本身更美好。
And because of God's unending love, David understands that a relationship with him is not passive.
因为神无尽的爱，大卫知道他和神的关系不是被动的。
There must be action on his part.
他必须要有所行动。
He says,Because of your loving kindness, my lips will praise you.
这里大卫说到，因你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。
Not silently, but openly with the words of his lips.
不是沉默，而是要开口赞美。
A different psalm writer put it this way.
在另外一个诗篇当中这样讲到。
We should shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Bring forth in song, rejoice and sing praises.
诗篇九十八章四节，全地都要向耶和华欢乐，要发起大声欢呼歌颂。
Do you ever feel like breaking forth into singing, especially when no one else is there?
你是否曾经想要非常大声的歌唱，特别是周围没有人的时候？
How about when you're driving along the freeway?
像是你一个人在高速上开车。
Do you ever feel like shouting joyfully to the Lord?
你可曾大声喜乐地向神呼求？
That's what the Psalm says.
这就是这里的经文所讲到的。
Have you ever done it in church?
来到教会的时候。
Okay, here's your chance.
我们给你这个机会。
We're going to see if this will work.
我们来看。
Everybody think of something really short that you want to shout out loud. Something like, perhaps, praise God, or hallelujah, or something to just shout out.
大家有没有一些非常短的句子想要非常大声的说出来。
Got that on the tip of your tongue?
有没有这样
的 You ready? Okay. Get your shout out ready. Okay. Ready? Go.
大家准备好了吗
Praise God. We can do better than that. Let's try that one more time. Just whatever you want to shout. In any language you want to shout. You know, God says do it. Okay? Right? Okay? Ready? One, two, three, go.
Hallelujah!
That feel good? It should feel good because that's what God tells us to do.
有没有感到很心里面很喜乐？因为你应该感受到喜乐，因为这是神告诉我们的。
Church is not a shouting match, and I don't want to make it that, but you know, sometimes we just need to let go.
我不是说我们在到教会就要这样大声的呼求，但是有时候你还是要有这样子的行动。
David says that in praising God with his lips, he is blessing God.
大卫说通过开口赞美神也是在祝福神。
By praising him, you bring joy to him.
当你赞美神的时候你也给神带来喜悦。
David also says, I will lift up my hands in your name.
神说他要大卫说他要举手来称颂神。
In the Old Testament, the raising of hands was an action of prayer.
在旧约圣经中举起双手就是在祷告。
An act of submission, looking up to the one who is being worshipped.
象征着顺服也是仰望那个敬拜的对象。
You may identify the words of these two verses with the children's song earlier.
你也许会记得在这两节经文和之前孩子们在唱的诗歌当中都有提到。
The words of that little chorus are almost identical to these two verses.
那首诗歌的歌词就是在重复着这两个经文。
Singing it is an excellent way to memorize these two important verses.
唱诗歌也是非常学会唱这首诗歌也是记住这两节经文非常好的一个办法。
So you will get the opportunity to sing these words as well.
所以你也有机会来唱这首诗歌。
So let's all sing together.
让我们大家一起来唱。
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips will praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto the Lord. Thy loving kindness is better than life.Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips will praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto the Lord. My loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindnessis better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless Now you probably know those verses.
现在你们大家应该能够记住这两节经文了。
Okay, let's go to the third part.
我们来看第三部分。
A close relationship with God brings satisfaction to the soul.
和神亲近的关系能够给你属灵带来满足。
David says he has spiritual satisfaction from his worship of God.
大卫说他属灵的满足来自于对神的敬拜。
He tries to measure the magnitude of that satisfaction by comparing it to the enjoyment of richest foods.
他将这种满足和食用丰盛的食物之后的享受做比较。
In the Old Testament times, people ate very little meat, and very little animal fat.
在旧约圣经的时代，人们很少能吃到肉，而且那非常少的动物脂肪。
The fat parts of the meat were considered to be delicacies.
动物脂肪的部分被视为美味。
Today, we get plenty of animal fat in our diet. Likely too much.
今天我们可以摄取到足够的动物脂肪，也许都有点过多了。
As a result, we tend not to appreciate this comparison.
所以这个比喻我们可能不太能够感同身受。
In our society today, we try to avoid cooking with animal fat.
当今我们这个时代，我们甚至在煮饭的时候不用这种动物脂肪。
Most of you are not old enough to know that McDonald's French fries were not always cooked in vegetable oil.
也许我们当中有些人还会记得，其实在麦当劳之前，它的那个炸薯条用的油并不是植物油。
They were cooked in animal fat.
薯条是在这种动物脂肪当中炸出来的。
McDonald's French fries are pretty good.
麦当劳的薯条非常好吃。
They used to be a lot better.
他们以前那个薯条更好吃。
Maybe not better for you, but they sure tasted better.
对你身体可能并不是什么好的东西，但是非常的美味。
Best French fries I ever had were in the country of the Netherlands.
我吃过最好吃的薯条是在荷兰的一个郊外。
This was some years ago when they were still cooking French fries and everything else in Holland in animal fat.
在荷兰那个地方，他们还是在用动物脂肪来炸薯条。
Those were the best French fries I have ever had.
那在那时候我吃到的薯条是我吃到过最好吃的。
There's a trick to good French fries. Animal fat is part of it, but it's not everything.
能要做好吃的薯条，用动物脂肪来炸是其中的一个诀窍。
I want to talk French fries. Come see me.
如果你想要跟我要讨论一下，怎么做好吃的薯条，来跟我说。
But David is simply saying that his satisfaction is like eating a sumptuous meal of the richest foods.
大卫这里说他的得到的满足就像是吃到了非常丰盛的美食一样。
Again, he's using a physical comparison to illustrate a spiritual truth.
同样，这里他将属灵的真理用肉体上面的来比喻来表达。
It's God's intention that we feel complete satisfaction from our closeness to Him.
我们能从亲近神来得到完全的满足，这也是神的美意。
Bible says that the fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rests satisfied.
箴言书当中说到，敬畏耶和华的得着生命，他必恒久知足，不遭。
Through all of this, what does David have to say to you and me?
大卫在这里想对你和我都对你和我说什么呢？
How about the intensity of your worship?
你的敬拜是有多强烈呢？
Sometimes I wonder about whether or not I'm too calm and reserved in my relationship with God.
有时候我想我对和神的关系是不是太过冷静和保守了。
Do I thirst for him as David thirsted for water in a dry place?
我是否渴望神就像大卫在干旱之地渴望水那样呢？
How about you?
你呢？
Does your worship of God lead to action?
你对神的敬拜是否是有所行动？
Do your lips praise him in the presence of others?
你是否在众人面前开口赞美他？
Do you lift your hands in submission to his leading?
你是否举起你的双手顺服他的带领？
I'm not saying we have to dance in the aisles.
我不是说你们一定要这么做。
David did some dancing in his life and it got him into a lot of trouble.
大卫在他的人生当中他这样子手舞足蹈的但是也给他带了很多麻烦。
I even have a theory that if he hadn't done that dancing, there would not later have been a Bathsheba event. Okay.
我有一个假设，如果大卫没有在手舞足蹈，在那个情况下手舞足蹈的话，他也不会有之后的后果。
I do have a logic path for that reasoning. It's a little crooked, but
我有自己的一套逻辑，虽然不是非常的完整。
Do your lips praise him in the presence? I said that. Do you lift your hands in submission? I said that.I'm not saying we have to dance in the aisles, I said that. But you know, sometimes we need to be a bit more expressive of our worship and love of God.
我说我们是不是要开口赞美他？我说是。是不是要举起双手？我说也是，我们一定要。但是一定要这么在手舞足蹈吗？没有必要。但是我们还是在适当的时候要去表达我们这种敬拜的强烈。
Finally, are you satisfied by knowing that God is in control of your life?
最后，你是否因为知道神是你生命的主宰而感到满足呢？
In a few moments, we're going to sing a hymn called Safe in the Arms of Jesus.
我们马上就要唱到的诗歌的名字是安居主怀。
The refrain talks about being safe in his arms so sweetly your soul can rest.
当中的歌词有讲到安稳在耶稣的手中你的灵能得到安慰。
Are you safe in his arms?
你是否安稳在主手中?
There really is no safety anywhere else.
除此之外真的别无安稳。
We live in a perilous world today.
我们生活在危险的时代。
And I believe it will get worse.
而且一切只会变得更糟。
Have you made Jesus the boss of your life so that he can wrap his arms around you and you will feel safe in his arms?
你是否让神来做你生命的主宰，让耶稣的手环绕着你，能够得到安慰。
Think about that as you sing these words.
来思想一下，当你唱这首诗歌的时候。
First, let's pray.
让我们先来祷告。
Father, thank you for David's witness of his love and trust in you as he was wandering.In a desert with no water.
天父，谢谢你在大卫在旷野之中躲避逃亡的时候，你带给他的爱和他对你的信任。
Thank you that through the perils and troubles of our own lives, we can rest in your loving kindness.
谢谢你让我们经历生活中的困难的时候，我们仍能感受到你的慈爱。
Thank you, Lord, that we can have joy in our closeness to you.
感谢神，在让我们和你亲近的时候能够感受到喜乐。
Lord, help us to really feel the closeness of being in your arms.
帮助我们能够更加的亲近你，在你的怀中。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.